This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This is Reception Perception, the show. James Coe and Matt Harmon.
When I look at what the Dolphins are doing right now, again, another sad and depressing watch. They lose 31-6. To Cleveland. I know it was in weather, but it doesn't explain how badly and how poorly they played. Jalen Waddle, 24 routes run, 4 targets, 1 grab, 15 yards. I believe he got banged up in this game too.
Yep.
Malik Washington had 30 routes. He had the most targets with 8 for 5 catches and 30 yards. D. Eskridge led the team in yards with 45. And Nick Westbrook-Ikhine led the team in routes run with 30. None of those names are Jalen Waddle, right? So this is a problem over here, right? Like, I don't get it. You've got Jalen Waddle. You don't have Tyreek. Let's force feed Jalen Waddle the football. But overall, just a horrible game. Tua Tagovailoa, 12 of 23 for 100 yards passing, 3 picks in this ball game, could have been more, and he was eventually benched for Quinn Ewers as well. Matt, how did this team fall apart this badly this quickly?
Yeah, and Waddle got hurt on a Quinn Ewers throw late in the game, which was behind him, kind of led him into some contact. It's funny. Sometimes you think something during a game, mm-hmm. and you look it up, and I just remember that I wanted to look this up, and I looked it up right now, because I was like, this has got to be true. I was like, Devon Achane has to have more interceptions when thrown to him. You know, Tua has to have more interceptions when throwing to Devon Achane than any other running back, because number one, Tua throws a ton. He's just getting picked left and right every single game. So that the odds are already good for that. But I'm like, now how many other running backs are truly the target when a player, and it's only two, but he's the only running back with 2+ interceptions when being thrown his direction so far this year is Devon Achane. So,
Goodness gracious, they're called checkdowns for a reason, man. You know, it's like, come on. This is supposed to be super safe throws.
And Tua takes so many of those throws, man. I mean, he has 44 targets on the season, does Devon Achane, and they've got to all just be a bunch of 6.6 yards per reception. They've all got to be just a bunch of, 0.1 average depth of target. That little swing out of the backfield, the little flat route. That's the thing with this offense, and why, to answer your question, why it fell apart so quickly, I think is because it was always a house built on unstable ground. It was a castle made of sand, and this is where I've seen some people, and they, by and large, I'm not throwing shade at my colleagues here, but they by and large all seem to be fantasy football related analysts, which obviously I host a fantasy football show. I'm not throwing shade at fantasy football analysts here. That would be stupid. But I see a lot of like, well, Mike McDaniel's done nothing wrong, because like, look how good this offense is. Like, the offense is still good, and it's just a Tua problem. My biggest retort to that is like, who do you think decided like Tua was the guy here? Like, this was some outside force I mean, well, Mike McDaniel made the bet with two. Like, his whole point here was, I can save the quarterback. When he got hired, he FaceTimed two and was like, sure, my job is to make you look good. And then they've bent over backwards to make this offense work because of the quarterback. And obviously the GM drafted the quarterback, you know, that maybe it's not Mike McDaniel's call, but even beyond that, and this is where I come apart, like the fantasy football part of it is, I think, a big variable here. Even beyond that, this team has fallen apart at the seams from a culture perspective. Whose job do you think it is to do that? I think Mike McDaniel probably can be a great offensive head coach or offensive coordinator, and maybe could eventually be a great head coach again someday. But it's just pretty clear, like, he's not made for this moment that's happening right now, which is this team is completely falling apart at the seams from a culture perspective. You know, the quarterback is unhappy. The quarterback is playing poorly. So I think the problem is, again, it was always you were skating a thin razor margin here with some of this stuff. They never really seemed to evolve either. I don't watch them and think they do anything cool, like conceptually or something really unique here that other teams aren't doing at this point. So to me, it's just like, yeah, this was always a classic, got off to a hot start, and something that, unless you're going to evolve, I think they were always going to kind of fall apart here.
Well, I would say this. Mike McDaniel, when he first got the post, let me answer your question first of all. You said, well, who make that call about Tua? Unfortunately, I don't think it was Mike McDaniel, right? Like, I think it was very much Chris Greer, and I think it was especially Stephen Ross. Like, it seemed very apparent that the ownership group wanted to make Tua a thing. Like, they didn't want to be proven wrong. Like, we've seen this so many times, not just in sports, but especially across politics too. But it's just like, people don't want to be proven wrong. Like, they just don't want to be proven wrong, you know? Like, and to me, it was very apparent that Miami's ownership was like, no, we don't want to be wrong about taking Tua over Justin Herbert. We don't want to be wrong about that, even though it has become very apparent that was such a wrong pick. But I do think that when they made that call to Mike McDaniel, I think one of the major interview questions was, do you think that Tua is the guy? Right. And I think, you know, when you come in with those expectations, then yeah, you're going to have to sort of cater to that too. And I mean, shoot, hey, raise your hand if you have not catered to your bosses to get a job. I mean, come on, bro. You know,
sure.
Everyone does this, you know?
Well, that's the game though. Like, if you make that bed, then you got to lie in it.
100%. 100%. But I 100% agree with you that he's not a culture guy, right? Once the culture really started slipping, and we started seeing it slip about a couple years ago, and really last year, when Tyreek Hill was not happy, Mike McDaniel needed to have, you know, quelled that rebellion quickly. But he's not that guy, right? He's clearly not that guy, and it's become even worse now. So I 100% agree with that call. But I do wonder, man, like, it's just, to me, it's like, sometimes it's just the quarterback, you know? I mean, Tua's just so bad. And it's like, I don't know how much of it is scheme. I don't know how much of it is Tua doesn't want to get hit because he suffered so many concussions. I just, and you know what? That part of it can't be understated as well. Maybe Mike McDaniel's thinking, listen, I have to reconfigure my offense because I can't let Tua get hit again, you know? So I don't know, man. It is such a bad situation there for the Dolphins. And overall, it just, I'm really shocked and appalled by how much this team has just given up on the season as well. I look at the Dolphins, I look at Las Vegas, and these are two of the teams that just, man, they're not competing. They're just not competing week in and week out. It is truly an embarrassment, I think, to watch Dolphins football. And I hate to say it, because I think they got good players too. Jalen Waddle, Tyreek Hill when he was healthy, Devin Achane's a beast. Like, they got players, man. They can play. Yeah. But this is a team right now that's just absolutely in the wilderness.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.